working all the time. It's a joy. No one understands. Wanna know that this one is not for me. This is the end of the world.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, we have one piece of news to talk about, okay? Windwalker Echo in Slay. Watch Slay, a new animation project by Mold3D Studio, rendered in Unreal Engine, the technology that powers Fortnite. Starring Windwalker Echo. Okay, so if you're watching the YouTube version of this podcast, you are watching the video in the background while I'm talking. And it is a pretty awesome little epic short battle scene. It's only about a minute long. But we see the Windwalker character take on like this big beastly character and take him down, and it all looks really awesome. And this is in Unreal Engine 5. Currently, Fortnite is on Unreal Engine 4, you know, and they're also using the Chaos Engine along with it that they introduced early in Chapter 2 here. I think like Chapter 2, Season 1 or Season 2. I don't remember, but it was sometime early, right? In Unreal Engine 5, it's just going to make everything that look that much better. Now, this is another reason why I wanted to mention this, because they're showing off Unreal Engine 5 and showing it off in-game here, which makes sense because it's a bit, Fortnite is a big platform for Epic, right? And they can show off their own product and get the word out there. But not only that, again, remember, okay, at one point, if you were paying attention to the Battle Pass screen every day, and I can't remember what blog post it was, at one point, they were saying the next season was going to start September 14th. And it has gone back and forth if you watch the Battle Pass screen. You know, it has gone back and forth between the 12th and the 14th. The event is on the 12th. And it just makes me think that maybe there was a slip up at some point when they put the 14th out there, or when they had said for the 14th in the past. And to me, that I feel like that's because they knew that they were going to be making the switch over to the game to make it so that it would be running on Unreal Engine 5. That's my thought process, and that's why it would take a two-day deal there. Maybe it's going to take, again, I don't know if that's really what's going to happen, but there's so many things here that keep leading me to believe that is what's going to happen. And you know, they even have a blog post about this. Let's go ahead and let me find it here and bring it up, but we will read the blog post about this. Okay, found it, here it is. Unreal new hero in Fortnite, meet Windwalker Echo. You've seen her before. Mysterious and amazing, Windwalker Echo is the hero from 2020's Unreal Engine 5 reveal, and begins a new journey in Fortnite. Find her in the item shop tonight. Ready to soar, Windwalker Echo is ready for the battle bus. Alongside her arrival, Windwalker Echo once again stars in a new Unreal Engine video. Slay is a new animation project by Mold3D Studio powered by Unreal Engine. Watch it below. And again, if you were watching on YouTube, you saw the video playing in the background. And honestly, you should go look for it and find it and watch it with the sound on, because it's a pretty cool video. Photography players. Hashtag photography. Players and developers unite. Windwalker Echo also stars in the newest edition of Hashtag Photography. Known for soaring across worlds, we can't wait to see and share your screenshots showcasing heroes soaring above the island. The heroes you choose can be Echo or any other Fortnite hero. You can share your images with the Hashtag Photography hashtag on Twitter and or the Photography Post Flare on Reddit, Fortnite BR. We'll be highlighting some of our favorite screenshots in a blog post on Friday, September 17th, 2021. For the Unreal developer community, Windwalker Echo is now available for download. with the entire Slay sample project to follow shortly. Join the Unreal Engine community in creating your own Slay animation and share your best videos and screenshots using the hashtag Unreal Echo hashtag. Boom, there you go. So there's photography, there's a little announcement. Again, Fortnite is just their own built-in platform that they can use to advertise, right? But I don't feel like they would just be making it that big of a deal and be making a Fortnite character showing off that they have the Unreal Engine 5 if they weren't planning to have Fortnite move over to the new engine at some point in the near future. But we shall see. Okay, that's all I really have for news today. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we got in the LTMs. In our featured section, we got one shot, 222 levels default death run, 60 levels default death run never die, Spy Tycoon, Wild West Zone Wars, BHE 1v1 private fights, no delay, two players, Trick Shot, Utopia version 2, matchmaking, Nick A30 Zone Wars duo is still here as well. Imposters, of course. Let's see. You know, challenge tips. We've gone over everything at this point. Hopefully you did your island game challenges. I got all the items unlocked, and I still have a ton of challenges left to do that I could get for extra XP. But again, I already have everything unlocked. There's nothing more for me to unlock. And there was just a lot of these island game challenges I did not enjoy doing just because they were such a slog to do that I do not plan on finishing these for the extra XP. If I was somebody who desperately was trying to finish my battle pass, it would be worth it. But thankfully, I already have the battle pass totally completed and, you know, went over 200 levels. So I have everything, every extra bonus thing unlocked as well. So I'm not going to worry about it. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and head on over to the item shop and see what we got in the item shop today. We have Mecha Morty bundle, J Balvin bundle. The Marvel items are still here. But again, remember they said they're rotating out of here shortly. So get them while you can. The Cypher outfit is here for 1,200. That's a great one. The Chill Count outfit for 800. The Chicken Wing It emote for 500. Gotta love it. The Cross Bounce emote for 500. Chugga Chugga emote for 600. Party Hips emote for 200. We have the Orin outfit with the Mecha Fusion Jump Kit Back Bling for 1,200. Null Pick Harvesting Tool for 800. And then the Gleam Team bundle is here again. Pulse Outfit, Glow Green Back Bling, Flow Outfit, Vibe Star Back Bling, Vibex Harvesting Tool, Sonic Glow Wrap, and the Glow Wings Glider for 2,500. That's 3,000 V-Bucks off the total. Flow Outfit with the Vibe Star Back Bling is 1,500. Pulse Outfit with the Glow Green Back Bling is 1,500. Vibex Harvesting Tool is 800. Glow Wings Glider is 1,200. Sonic Glow Wrap is 500. We have the new Windwalker Echo outfit, May the Winds Lead You Home, part of the Windsong set. This is 800 V-Bucks. Wow, I was not expecting that, so I hadn't actually looked this up before, you know, recording the podcast. I hadn't taken a look at it in the item shop beforehand. I'm going to take my back bling off so I can get a better look at it without a back bling in the way. But I was honestly expecting it to be more just because, you know, I figured it'd be like a rare outfit and showing off the thing or whatnot. But maybe they just want everybody to have it because they want everybody to go, wow, 800 V-Bucks for a great looking skin like that? Of course you want it. But yeah, 800 V-Bucks, absolutely love the way the character looks. And if you go back and, like they said, watch the original Unreal 5 engine trailer reveal, awesome character, and then this one looks awesome again, so why would you not want it? The tattoos illuminate when opening chests, so that is really cool as well. It's a reactive outfit. It's got tattoos on the arms, it looks like, and then whenever you open chests, they will start glowing. That is pretty awesome. We have the Toon Meowsles bundle, which has Toon Meowsles outfit, Tunican back bling, 10-ton Toon Bells harvesting tool, drop-in music, the Fantastic Cat loading screen, and the built-in squash and stretch emote. That all comes together for $2,400. You can get the Toon Meowsles outfit with the Tunican back bling, squash and stretch emote for $1,400. The 10-ton Toon Bells harvesting tool is $800. Drop-in music is $200. And remember that loading screen is exclusive to the bundle. So yeah, again, I'm just looking at this Windwalker Echo outfit again. I can't believe it's only 800 V-Bucks. I think this one is going to be one that I end up getting for sure. For as good as it looks for 800 V-Bucks, I don't know how I'm going to be able to pass that one up. But you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right, that's going to go ahead and be the episode for today. So make sure you go join that Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.